Whoa.
Apparently Jeff hadn't seen Minnesota.
I hadn't seen that.
Oh, that's Minnesota Avenue, that's right?
Yeah, that's Minnesota and International.
Wow.
Jeff Henney gets a look at some photos coming out of Anchorage of damage from Friday morning's earthquake. He was working the breakfast shift at Odie's Deli when the quake hit around 8:30.
One of my coworkers was pointed up at the lights and said, "Did you feel that?" And then all of a sudden everything was shaking, but nothing fell.
No damage at home either?
Nope, nothing at home. I was kind of hoping my deck would fall so that, you know, could make the insurance claim on that, but I guess we'll find that out when we get home.
Grocery stores, as one would expect, had more than a few jars and bottles to clean up. Sandy Hudson was just getting the last of the good stuff mopped up in the liquor store at Fred Meyer about an hour after things had settled down. After almost 25 years there, she's come to expect these things once in a while.
No, it happened 2 years ago on January, what was it, 25th or right. Whatever. Same exact spot on the shelves. Boom. So obviously that's a weak spot on my shelves. We lost a bunch of Grey Goose, Ciroc, all our high-end vodkas.
It was no laughing matter, though, during that event 2 years ago when three homes in Kenai exploded due to a natural gas leak following another seven-pointer. Friday morning, Kenai Fire Department Battalion Chief Tony Pryor said they again had calls about natural gas fumes.
We're responding to multiple calls for service right now, but so far we have no significant effects from the earthquake. So far we have just smells of gas, and we're going in there and clearing the buildings right now, and so far nothing serious in our community.
That seemed to be the story across the peninsula. Borough Emergency Management Director Dan Nelson said there was some damage to state roads near Nikiski, but little else. Mile 19 of the Spur Highway has a roughly 500-foot crack, about 3 to 4 inches wide. And further north, at mile 35, an 8-inch wide gap was created Friday morning. The road remains passable, but at reduced speeds. Tsunami warnings in Homer and Seward forced evacuations at schools there, and school district communications liaison Peggy Erkineff says the district was able to confirm the safety of students early in the day. The tsunami warnings were canceled by early afternoon. She says the district has a number of ways to get information out during an emergency, and some work better than others when new developments are happening almost by the minute.
Our mobile app was actually the go-to place, as well as Facebook, for where I was able to rapidly get information up. And then Twitter became a little bit secondary for us. And I did put into effect twice today the school messenger that goes out to almost 13,000 contacts when we add all the emergency contacts, students, staff, parents.
Travelers were delayed for a few hours today when the Seward Highway was closed due to rock slides near McHugh Creek along Turnigan Arm. Roads were open again by early afternoon, and the Kenai Airport got a little extra business, taking in some of the flights diverted from Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage.